Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. It's November 18th, 2025, 5 p.m. First item is to adopt the agenda, and we do have all items on the table in front of us for you to review, but one to add?
Just the one.
To add. It's 2025 budget surplus, accounting transition support designation is another item added to the agenda, so we'll look for adopting the agenda with that amended action item.
Is that an added item?
Yes.
On the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
And where are we adding that into?
The agenda?
Agenda.
Oh, where are we adding it to the designation?
Oh, okay.
Request.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Yep. Under designation. So 5.4. Okay.
Do you need a motion for that?
Yes, please.
I'll move that motion.
Motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Carol, you said aye on that, right? Carol, you said aye, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry, yes. Aye. Motion passes.
Okay.
All right. The next item on the agenda is the third quarter 2025 financial report. Hey, Amy.
So we'll start on page 3. The miscellaneous receipts line continues to average of over $10,000 a month. So that indicates that the year-end receipts will exceed the budgeted amount of $110,000. And interest rates continue to be higher than we expected when we did the 2025 budget. So we'll discuss the impacts of this line more during our year-end projections discussion that's coming up. But know that that budget line will be exceeded at the end of the year, or continue to be exceeded at the end of the year. Moving on to page 4, this is our CD portfolio reflective on September 30th. On 9/30, the magic liquid savings was paying 4.24%. That was down from 5.16 this time last year. I went in and checked today, and that same rate is at 3.94 today. So it is going down. There were 5 CD maturities remaining on September 30th. On page 6, this is the illustration of the 2025 receipts as a percentage received against the overall budget. On September 30th, revenues were 82.3% received. A reminder that ROBSS state funding will be more accurate going into next year's budget. Outside of those inflationary adjustments that they make, that they will make as part of their new formula. State aid amounts should be known during the budgeting cycle. Last year, this number showed up right around the preliminary budget time. On page 7 and 8, these are the illustration of the year's expenses compared to quarter 3 of 2024. At the end of quarter 3, personnel was at 79% of the 2025 budget lines. The mileage reimbursement lines will be overspent at year end, and these lines were adjusted upwards for 2026. And then on page 8 is where you can see library materials and the automation spending. These renewals and purchases are staggered throughout the year, and there is a quarter 4 spend down. These lines are expected to be 100% at the end of the year. And one note on the automation lines, the IT department experienced some renewal increases that were extremely out of the norm for their cyclical spending. They were not anticipated. They will be reflective in those automation lines at year end, but Jay and his team are working to find new vendors, explore options, and make sure that those lines are being used as cost effectively as they can be. So at the end of September, expenses for quarter 3 were anticipated in most areas and 79.3% spent against the overall budget. Did anybody have any questions?
No. Anybody? Any questions or comments? All right, we will look to to accept the third quarter 2025 financial report with a motion.
So moved.
A second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And then we have 2025 budget projections.
So this begins on page 11 of your packet. There are strong interest in patron revenue receipts again this year. So Great River anticipates ending 2025 with a surplus. Operating revenues are projected to have a 1.5% surplus, or about $158,000. Operating expenses are projected to be underspent by just over 3.25%, equating to $345,000. It's important to remember that the surplus revenues are mostly additional interest, patron receipts, and then we had that final state funding allocation adjustment to that RLBSS funding line. That amount was released very late and after our grant money had been spent, and so we allocated that money to be spent in the 2025 budget. So that one-time money, it was about $42,000. You can see it reflected. One moment, please. On page 7, right at the beginning, in the middle, there's a $42,000 negative number on the RLBSS personnel line. That's that additional funding that we're talking about now. Okay, so the impacts of the Fed's interest rate and inflation policies continue to show in the interest line. There are two CDs remaining in 2025 as of today. We just talked about the magic liquid rate being at 3.94% today. So this indicates to me that the any surplus found within the 2026 budget next year will be significantly less than what we're seeing right now. The personnel budget is where you can see the effects of the increased state aid and also just the general ebbs and flows of hiring and terminations this year. On page 13, I wanted to point out the expense anomaly for the regional board meetings line. It's about three-quarters of the way down. 2025 brought us the addition of the Youth Advisory Council, and then we had the strategic planning events, and then we also added the Executive Director Search Committee. So this line is just a little out of whack this year. Yeah, we did have a lot of meetings. Yeah. But it was a great way to get everybody involved with that strategic plan. Mm-hmm. So while it's going to be overspent significantly in 2025, normal activity should resume in 2026. The patron contact services line will also be significantly overspent in 2025. If you remember from February, we talked about that new platform and email communication strategy. Those renewals for that new platform will be coming due before year end. We adjusted this line upwards as a budget designation in February, and it was passed with a preliminary budget. So this line should even out for next year's spending. All other lines seem to be operating as they should. As normal, our mileage reimbursements are exceeding the budgeted line, but we're trying to keep up with the IRS rate increases, and we're adjusting upwards as we can. Does anybody have any questions on pages 13 or 14?
If there's no questions, we'll look for a motion for the 2025 budget projections.
This isn't an
action. What, it's not an action item? No. Nothing having to...
I guess I got a question on personnel. Are we...
Informational.
Okay. How full are we? Are we pretty much 100% staffed, or are we...
No, we still have some vacancies.
We do, okay.
Yep, and some fairly large vacancies that we're working on, but... We are, one change we made this year is we did not do a pause at kind of this time of year. In past years, sometimes we've done a pause in hiring to get through the holiday season and that. This year, we're just continuing to chug on through to credit, try to fill those positions.
All right. Any other questions? Then we'll move on to the 2025 budget surplus designation requests.
So tonight we're asking the committee to designate $350,000 of the anticipated year-end surplus to the 2027 budget revenue lines. As in previous years, these funds would supplant the 2027 revenues and decrease the amount needed from county signatory contributions. Over the last several years, this amount has been $350,000. In 2025, it went up a little bit to $389,000. And then prior to that, we in the 2024 budget, we rolled over the entire surplus, and that was $408,000.
Move approval.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here going.
That's pretty simple.
I'm just sitting here going, what could be nicer than that? Yeah. We're going to save money. I don't feel like I'm sitting in a government room. I got to go check where you're at.
Right here.
Yeah. God. This has not been the rest of my day.
Well, I'll make sure this is a proper motion. And then it's a motion in a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is approved unanimously. All right. So then the next item is 5.2, the automated materials handling system.
So we're asking the Finance Committee to also designate funds from the anticipated surplus to the AMHS, or Automated Materials Handling System designation. This fund was established last year in anticipation of the need to replace obsolete equipment that's used for regional services. The machine's called WALI, and I have very little context as to how important this machine is, but I know that it is the lifeblood of regional distribution. A reminder that Great River will own this equipment at the end of the year 2033 as part of the St. Cloud Public Library lease agreement. This machine is used daily and has been down for several weeks, so we applaud our staff for stepping up and accepting the challenge of manual materials handling. This fund is, if you go back to page 9 of your packet, this fund was established with $350,000 last year, and we're looking to add $50,000 more to that from the surplus with your approval.
What is the goal that we're aiming for to replace this? What is the total?
I'm going to let Brandy talk about one.
Last year when we had the we had a work group that looked at the AMHS and RFID question. The estimates we were given were between like $600,000 to $850,000 for a machine that could scale up for St. Cloud for that regional distribution piece of it. We are not at this point in time looking at adding the RFID to it, which would be the kind of what reads the stuff. But just the conveyor belts and the barcode readers and the basically places where it drops materials into different buckets, so to speak. So for that, that's $600,000 to $800,000.
We have put away how much?
$350,000. And our goal is to just keep adding as we can to it so that when it is time and WALI actually is done, that it's not such a big leap.
WALI retired.
Wally needs a heart transplant.
Yeah, he does.
And I take it we're trying to get Wally to 2033?
We are going to do everything we can. No guarantees because right. Wally is already very obsolete.
How old is it?
Came with the building, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And at the time, it was given a lifespan of about 10 years, I think. Yeah. So every day is a little bit of a miracle when it works. But Eric Blockcamp and the rest of the team, they are amazing at just taking care of him, keeping it moving and that. So they are optimistic that once we get the techs in again, we will have it up and working again.
So are we going to have some kind of a plan in case someday we can't get to 2033?
A raffle
or what?
Yes.
Scratch offs.
That is going to be part of the sort of library development policy and the stuff that the leadership team will be working on next week as well. Or next year, I'm sorry. To try to make more solid, what can we do if it crashes before we get there?
Right.
Everyone's a little afraid to say it out loud. But yeah, it's definitely on our minds. It's something that needs to be done. And the work group last year was a step toward that because part of the question was, are we looking at raising funds to just replace the automated materials handling system as it is, or are we also looking to incorporate funds for the radio frequency ID system? That would have added about another $750,000. And we just said, no, we don't need that. We can buy a lot of materials for the cost of that specific technology. So we're just looking at the AMHS.
Or get a big donor for it.
I'll try.
So what are we doing? What is staff doing now?
Unfortunately, right now they're having to do all the check-ins by hand. Yeah, which really adds a lot of not just physical strain, but just trying to get the work done. Yeah. So everybody is pitching in to help right now. It's a lot.
I wish there was enough money to make a different motion, but I'll move to
approve this. Okay. I'll second it.
A motion is made and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes unanimously. All right. Which one are we on next?
The 5-3, the accounting transition support designation, the table doc.
Actually, we have the capital equipment
expenditure. Oh, I guess we do.
Oh, no. It was just out of order. Okay, got it.
Did I have this? Capital equipment expenditure? Oh, no, that's on the bottom. We put this up. Okay. Last one. All right, so we have the 2025 budget surplus funds accounting transition support designation.
Okay, so the library is researching some outsourcing opportunities with Creative Planning, who bought out Bergen KDV, our former auditors. And Robert Half for some staffing services and solutions. This designation would allow Great River to partner with these organizations until such time that the new Associate Director of Accounting is onboarded. Services being considered for outsourcing include just some general CFO support. They have an hourly option for some year-end processes, and then they also have quoted for some audit preparations. We have a meeting scheduled with them tomorrow to get a more detailed understanding of what is coming and to ask some more questions. This designation would end at the end of the fiscal year in 2025. Meaning that any unused funds would return to the undesignated fund balance at year end.
Okay. Any discussion on this? Any questions?
I'll move that.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
right, motion and a second. Anything else? Any comments, concerns, or I think we trust you moving forward with this. So, and if you need help with anything, just let us know. Rally the troops.
Thank you.
Anything? Any comments? Then we'll look for a motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion passes unanimously. And next, now the capital equipment expenditure.
My notes were out of order. I apologize.
The United States Postal Service standards have changed, and so our current postage machine is obsolete at the end of this year. A new machine would align, a new machine purchase will align with the fixed assets replacement schedule. Training and installation are included with the purchase. The funds are available in the capital equipment budget line that can be found on page 9, right up here at the top. Apparently, the USPS standards require functionality that our machine just cannot handle. And so it's time to renew, time to upgrade, I guess.
Well, at least it's not $500,000.
Right. And it's only 8,200 out of the 15,000.
8,268.
You need a motion on that? I'd make a motion to move forward.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. All right. Anything else? So we will, our next meeting is January 20th. Wow.
And no Amy.
Yes. Yes.
No Amy. Yeah. Thanks, Amy.
You just
thank you. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.
And you make all those things make sense.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's been
amazing.
A privilege to be a part of this organization.
Yeah. And good luck.
Thanks yes. for thanks for carrying me with you guys for a while. It's yeah. been fun.
Send your clone over, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
We will miss Amy a lot more, even though I have time.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. I'll officially adjourn.